Message number 415. My modern-day disciples are being given an enormous mission. Sunday, May 6, 2012 at 10:00 a.m. My dearest daughter, many of God's children believe that those who lead holy lives are those favored by my Father. The truth is that these souls, holy and devout as they are, must work towards the salvation of other souls. The other souls are those ordinary men, women and children who lead busy lives with little time spent in prayer. Many do not pray or communicate with me. Some do not believe in God. Some do. Many of these souls lead good lives. They treat other people with love and kindness of heart. They put others' needs before their own. They give to charity. They love one another. But they do not go to church, receive the sacraments, or accept that I, Jesus Christ, exist. You would think, therefore, that they are lost souls. In truth, they are not. They are God's children and His light shines through them. They are not doomed. They are loved. In time, when they are shown the proof of my existence, they will immediately embrace me. It is only those souls who are aware of their grievances against my Father and who savor the delights of wicked and evil sins who are lost. Those who cannot live without committing mortal sin and whose souls are so blackened because they are possessed by Satan, who need to escape from this terrible darkness. They will not be strong enough to do this. They will find it almost impossible to seek my help. They can only be saved through the prayers of holy and devout followers of mine. My modern-day disciples are being given an enormous mission equal to that, but more urgent than that given to my apostles when I ascended into heaven. Your role, my followers, is to prepare these souls for my new paradise through your prayers. Prayers can convert them. My mercy is so great that I will forgive such sinners through the generosity of my other loyal servants through their suffering and prayers. Never forget the power of your prayers. This power is a gift to you so that you can save the souls of your brothers and sisters. Remember, my eternal Father loves all sinners. But great rejoicing takes place and tears of joy wept for every blackened and lost sinner who is saved from the fires of hell. Your beloved Jesus.